بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. I start by the name of Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations, the one that has no beginning and no ending. He exists without a shape, without a form, and without an image. He exists without a place. He does not need anything, and we need him. I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family and companions. Marriage and whatever judgments and rulings are related to it. Marriage, nikah, is recommended for whoever is in need of it. It is permissible for the free man to marry four free women at once, and for the slave to marry two. A free man does not marry a slave woman except under two conditions: not having the dowry of a free woman, and fear of fornication. There are seven categories of a man's looking at a woman. The first is for him to look at a marriageable woman without need, and that is not permissible, unless it is the face and the hands. The second is for him to look at his wife and his slave woman. It is permissible for him to look at everything other than their private parts, according to one saying. But the reliable saying is that it is permissible but disliked. The third is for him to look at the bodies of his unmarriageable kin and his married slave woman. It is permissible to look at everything other than what is between the navel and the knees. The fourth is to look for the sake of getting married. It is permissible for him to look at her face and hands. The fifth is to look for the sake of treatment. It is permissible to look at the spot that he needs to see. The sixth is to look for the sake of testimony or doing dealings. It is permissible for him to look at her face specifically. The seventh is to look at the slave woman upon purchasing her. It is permissible to look at the parts that he needs for inspection. The marriage contract is not valid without a guardian and two trustworthy witnesses. The guardian and the two witnesses are in need of six conditions: Islam, puberty, sanity, freedom, masculinity, and trustworthiness. However, the guardian of the woman of the people of the book, Ahlul Kitab, does not have to be a Muslim for the validity of her marriage. And the slave woman's master does not have to be trustworthy. The most deserving to be guardians are the father, then the grandfather, the father of the father, then the full brother, then the half-brother from the father's side, then the nephew from the full brother, then the uncle from the father's side, then his son according to this order, then, if there were no agnates, the liberator, then his agnates, then the ruler. It is not permissible to propose explicitly to a woman in her waiting period, idda. It is permissible to hint to her and then to marry her after from waiting period has expired. There are two types of woman, the flowered and virgin. It is permissible for the father of the grandfather to force the virgin to marry. It is not permissible for a deflowered woman to be married off except after puberty and with her permission. 14 women are not permissible marry as per the documentation of the religious texts. 14 women are not permissible marry as per the documentation of the religious texts. 7 are by blood relation: the mother and all those above her, the daughter and all those below her, the sister, the aunt from the mother's side, the aunt from the father's side, the niece from the brother, the niece from the sister. 2 are because of breastfeeding: the nursing mother and the sister from nursing. 4 are because of marriage: the mother-in-law, the stepdaughter if one consummated with her mother, the stepmother, and the daughter-in-law. 1 is forbidden because already being married, and she is the wife's sister. It is not permissible to be simultaneously married to a woman and her aunt from her father's side or her aunt from her mother's side. Whatever is forbidden by blood relation is forbidden by nursing. It is valid to breach the marriage contract because of five types of flaws in the woman. Insanity, judam. This is a disease in which organs turn red, then black, then it cracks and crumbles off. Leprosy, for the vagina to be sealed by flesh and for the vagina to be sealed by bone. It is valid to breach the marriage contract because of five types of flaws in the man. Insanity, judam, leprosy, for the penis to be cut off, and impotence. It is recommended to mention the dowry, mahr, in the marriage. If it is not mentioned, the contract is valid. It is obligatory to pay the dowry if any one of three things take place: for the husband to take it upon himself to specify a dowry, for the judge to specify it, or for the husband to consummate the marriage, for she then deserves the dowry of a woman of her status. The dowry does not have a minimum or a maximum. It is valid to marry her and make her dowry a known benefit. Half of the dowry is dropped because of divorce before consummation. The wedding banquet is recommended, and responding to the invitation is obligatory unless one has an excuse. Equality in giving the wives their turn is obligatory. One does not enter into the house of one whom it is not her turn, except for a need. If one wants to travel, he does a drawing between them and leaves with the one whose name came up in the drawing. If he married a new wife, he specifies her with 7 nights if she were a virgin, and with 3 if she were already deflowered. If feared the wife's recalcitrance, nushuz, he advises her. If she insists, or recalcitrance, he refuses to sleep with her. If she maintains it, he does not sleep with her and he hits her. Because of recalcitrance, her turn and her support are dropped. The khula is permissible for a known compensation. Because of it, the woman has control over her own situation. She cannot be returned back to the marriage contract except by doing a new marriage. It is permissible to do the khul' in purity and menstruation. There are 2 types of divorce, talaq, explicit and implicit, sarih wa kinaya. The explicit, sarih, has 3 expressions: talaq, divorce, firaq, separation, and sarah, release. Explicit divorce does not need an intention. Implicit divorce, kinaya, is every expression that possibly bears the meaning of divorce as well as another meaning. It is in need of an intention. There are 2 types of women. The divorce of one type could either be recommended or innovated. Those are the menstruating women. The recommended divorce is to pronounce the divorce during a period of purity in which there has been no sexual intercourse. The innovated divorce is to pronounce the divorce while she is menstruating, or in a period of purity in which he has sexual intercourse with her. There is no recommended or innovation in the other type. There are 4 of them: the girl, the menopausal woman, the pregnant woman, and the divorced woman with whom one has not consummated. The free person possesses 3 divorces. The slave possesses 2. It is valid to make an exception from the divorces if he connected it. It is valid to make the divorce dependent upon a description or a condition. The divorce of 4 types of people does not take place: the child, the insane, the sleeping person, and the compelled. If one divorced his wife once or twice, then he can return her as long as her waiting period has not expired. If her waiting period expired, then marrying her is lawful for him with a new contract. She would be with him according to the remaining number of divorces. If he divorced her 3 times, then can only be lawful for him after 5 things take place. for her waiting period to expire for him, for her to marry another man, for him to penetrate her with an erection, for him to divorce her, for her to finish her waiting period from him. If one absolutely swore to abstain from intercourse with his wife, or to abstain for a period exceeding 4 months, then he is called a mul. Literally, it means someone who has sworn to do something. Here, it means for someone who is capable of having intercourse with his wife to swear to refrain from it without restriction, or for 4 months or more. If she requests it, he will be deferred for 4 months. He would then be given the choice between breaking his swear and paying an expiation or divorce. If he refuses, then the judge will pronounce a divorce. Dhihar is for one to say to his wife, "You are to me as the back of my mother." If he said that to her and did not follow it up with a divorce, then he is going back on his claim and he must fulfill an expiation. The expiation is to free a believing slave that is clear of defects that hinder work. If he cannot find one, then he has to fast for 2 consecutive months. If unable, then he must feed 60 poor people, for each one is the fill of 2 average-sized hands cupped together. It is not permissible for the one who committed this to have intercourse with his wife until he fulfills the expiation. If a man accused his wife with fornication, then he is to receive the punishment of accusing someone of fornication, unless he presents evidence or go through the process of li'an in the presence of the judge in the mosque on a platform. Before an assembly of people, he says 4 times, "I testify to Allah that I am truthful about the adultery of which I have accused my wife, so and so, and that this child is not from me." And then after being admonished by the judge, the 5th time he says, "May the damn of God be upon me if I am a liar." 5 rulings relate to his li'an: to be acquitted of his punishment, the obligation of the punishment being inflicted upon her, the breaching of their marriage, denial of the child, and to be forever forbidden to marry her again. The punishment is dropped from her by her going through the process of li'an. Thus she says 4 times, "I testify to Allah that this person so-and-so is a liar about the adultery of which he has accused me." The 5th time, after being admonished by the judge, she says, "May the punishment of God be upon me if he is truthful." There are 2 types of women in their waiting period: the widow and the woman who is not a widow. The widow were pregnant. If the widow were pregnant, then her waiting period ends by childbirth. If she were not pregnant, then her waiting period is 4 months and 10 days. If the woman who is not a widow were pregnant, then her waiting period is until childbirth. If she were not pregnant and she was a menstruating woman, then her waiting period is 3 non-menstruating intervals. If she were a girl or menopausal, then her waiting period is 3 months. The woman divorced before consummation has no waiting period, iddah. The waiting period of the pregnant slave woman is like the waiting period of the free woman. If the widow were pregnant, then her waiting period ends by childbirth. If she were not pregnant, then her waiting period is 4 months and 10 days. If the woman who is not a widow were pregnant, then her waiting period is until childbirth. If she were not pregnant and she was a menstruating woman, then her waiting period is 3 non-menstruating intervals. If she were a girl or menopausal, then her waiting period is 3 months. The woman divorced before consummation has no waiting period. The waiting period of the pregnant slave woman is like the waiting period of the free woman. If it were by intervals, she waits for 2 intervals. If it were by months, because of being widowed, it is 2 months and 10 days. If it were because of divorce, then 1.5 months, and 2 months is better. Lodging and support are obligatory for the woman in her waiting period if she can be returned to the marriage. If she cannot be returned, then lodging is due, but not support, unless she were pregnant. Mourning, ihdad, is obligatory on the widow, which is for her to abstain from beautification and perfume. The widow and the irrevocably divorced woman must stay in the house except for a need. If someone newly possesses a slave woman, it is forbidden for him to sexually enjoy her until he does istibra. If she was a menstruating woman, he waits for the passing of a menstrual cycle. If she were a woman whose waiting period would be based on months, he waits for a month. If she were pregnant, then he waits until delivery. If the master of the woman who gave birth to his child dies, she does istibra for herself like a slave woman. If a woman nursed a child with her breast milk, that child becomes her child under two conditions. The first is that he would be less than 2 years old. The second is that she would nurse him 5 separate times. Her husband becomes a father for him. It is forbidden for the nursed child to marry her or any of her relatives. It is forbidden for her to marry the nursed child and his son as opposed to any of his brothers or ancestors. Support from the ancestors and descendants is obligatory from the parents and the children. As for the parents, their support is due under two conditions, poverty and disability, or poverty and insanity. As for the children, their support is obligatory under three conditions, poverty and youth, or poverty and disability, or poverty and insanity. Supporting the slave and the animals is obligatory. They are not charged with more work than they can bear. Supporting the wife who makes herself available to her husband is obligatory. Its amount is specified. If the husband were rich, then from the most prominent staple crop of the town, he gives her twice the fill of 2 average-sized hands cupped together. He also gives her the broth and the clothing that is usual. If he were poor, then from the most prominent staple crop of the town, he gives her the fill of 2 average-sized hands cupped together, as well as the broth of the poor people and their clothing. If he were middle class, he gives her the fill of 2.5 average-sized hands cupped together and the corresponding broth and clothing. If she were the type that is usually served, then he must provide her with service. If he became unable to support her, she can breach the marriage, and likewise is the case if he was unable to pay the dowry before consummation. If a man separated from his wife and he has a child from her, she is most deserving of custody until 7 years. Then the child is given choice between his parents. He will be given to whichever parent he chooses. There are 7 conditions for custody. Habana: sanity, freedom, religion, chastity, trustworthiness, residency, and not to have a husband. If any of these conditions is left unsatisfied, her right is dropped. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do the obligations and to refrain from the sins and the forbidden matters. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to help us and guide us towards the halal and help us away from the haram. Ameen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.